things that would get be wide at the top and get narrow.
Funnel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got, I made.
You got one of them?
Yeah. I've got one right up there now I fill my chainsaw up with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's, well,
I've got a funnel right up here.
Yeah, I see.
I never pour oil, gas in my chainsaw while straining it.
You what?
Chainsaw.
You strain?
Yeah, I strain this, pour my gas in a gallon can. I set this in a can. I've got 5 gallons of gas made up, and I set that in that gallon can and pour that gas through that and strain it before I ever put it in my chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you get trash in your carburetor.
Yeah. Yeah. Neil, when you milked, we were talking about that, what would you say to your cow to make him stand still?
I just say saw.
Saw?
Saw. I just say they were going to milk him.
Yeah. How would you call him in from the field?
I just call him suck, suck, suck.
Suck, suck. Dimple.
They just come out on.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you call your horses in? Tell me how you handle your horses. Did you have good horses?
Yeah, I had good. I had a team of mule and a team of horses.
Yeah. Like Dan, he seems like he's a little bit, I don't know, he tried to bite you.
He wanted some tobacco.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted. I had a team of mules. Man, you'd hook them up to a cultivator and plow them all day long. They'd just walk your tail off. Them years just giving it that. You come in at night and turn them loose, they just run and buck.
What do you mean, their ears?
Well, they just keep their ears that way, looking for something to get scared at all the time. And wrestle, I've been a clown. They get to wrestling, want to wrestle. Well, playing.
Yeah. What would you say about their disposition?
I kind of work them over sometimes.
Because they were?
Cutting up that way. I could holler at them. It'd just scare them to death, man. You didn't have to say gee-ha hardly at all to them. They'd handle a cutter better. I could plow 8 and 10 acres of cotton a day.
Wow. Now that's good.
You doggone right. Boy, one of them weighed 1,050, the other 950. They're a small mule, but yeah, they're all mule. They had creases down their back all the time.
Yeah.
I fed them mules everybody. Well, in the fall when I got out and gathered my crop, they went in the barn.
Where'd you put your corn?
I had a crib. I put my corn in a crib.
Was it in a building?
Yeah, it was in a building. Right in the middle of a barn. And I'd drive in on the shed and throw it off. In that crib there. And right over here at my stables then, I had a door. I'd go in the stable and shuck corn. I kept corn in the troughs. When I put them in the fall, I put them mules in the stable. And all the time they was out, they just come and give them a drink right back in that stable. And when the spring opened up, they was ready to work. They turned the pump on at the house. The water kicked on. They blanked a light.
Yeah.
And I would start to keep sitting in a wagon. And I'd lay the line down. Just leave the lines down loose. They see a wagon up the road. They'd walk just as hard. Them ears just came at that. They got up to that wagon. They just go right around that wagon. I don't. And I